Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. Leading Nishmasim Yibirosi Rishmas Mordechai. We'll start off with a picture from the first Siyum, like in Australia. That's what I meant, but Chas Shalom, nobody knows what I'm referring to. In Waterbury, Connecticut, they're already being Messiah. Zrizim Magdimim. Here's stop four guys from the Shir, Chesky Lerner, Ellie Berman, Mati Grunberg. Where does he live, Gershon? Doesn't he live here in Harnof? So what is he doing over here? Akiva, yeah, Akiva Ziegler. He's very busy, Mati. The OU. Rabbi, hold on a second. This is Harry Shalom. And if you look closely, he's pointing, he says, Avoy the Zara. There's a bobblehead here. Avoy the Zara, bobblehead here. And then I looked even closer. Does something look a little off here with his collar? Yes. I don't know. Rabbi said, no, but then I chopped. It's the mask. It's the mask from the bobblehead, the Sonova mask, and that's what's going on here. So it threw me for a loop for a second. Okay. Dr. Leader, you want to come to the front? You want to say Shalom Aleichem to the Olam? You're from Baltimore. That novel from Baltimore is shining through. Yirmi Gold sent me a video last night. He's like, you guys are, you're meshuggah. Meshuggah. I go to New York. I can't get away from you. There's a guy in the middle of Avenue J with a car full of magnets and signs. This guy's meshuggah. All right, there. Play the videotape for a second.
I'm alive.
But maybe a laugh, very loud.
Models, chalk,
louder.
They're starting kindness this Sunday.
Even louder.
Freakamars, if you have the lead hands, you'll join the share. By the way, I'm telling you, I have the best decision to make my entire life. If I was giving you like a stock tip to buy gold, I'm telling you,
no
this
good.
Would be like one of those things. You're never going to regret it, I promise you. Give it a shot. Do me a favor, sign up.
Forget it.
I'm telling you, right. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your entire life. Take a Freakamara. I'm telling you, it's the best decision you'll make in
your life. Yirmi took this video, there's a few videos before that. And he's trying, Yirmi Gold is a great guy. He was here for like a year, the night shift. But he's telling everybody, don't go to the Shir. I'll never go to the Shir like that. He's sitting there. That's Yirmi Gold. Anyway, fine. The video is David Address convincing the guy. He's like, if I would have told you to buy Bitcoin 20 years ago, you know, it's the investment of your lifetime. I promise you. And he's like, shove it. It's just sign here. Just like, unbelievable video. Chaval. Whatever. The guys on YouTube will be able to see it later. This is from Ephraim Gwertzman. Oh, Ephraim Gwertzman. Isn't Chaim Gwertzman the guy from... Chaim Gwertzman is the guy that just did the Siyum in Waterbury. I guess this is maybe related. Dear Belly, a quick Nachas report. I was driving to Shachas this morning in Brooklyn on Coney Island. It doesn't say here, but it's probably right in front of Essex. And I was waiting at a light when a car looks at me and tells me to roll down my window. In New York, that's usually not a good thing. He starts singing to me, aha, aha. I continued, geschmack to do that. He saw my MDY bumper sticker. This is just another raya to the beautiful Achtos and Ahavas Torah atmosphere you've created. We all should Amir Hashem. Hashtag keep on daffing Ephraim Gwertzman. Shkoyach. What? Oh, I think you're in the frame a little bit. You? I'm supposed to tell him? It's not nice. Am I going to share telling the guy, the new guy? Okay. Yossi Yankovitz from Williamsburg. The bottom says, I love the gematria of Gemura. Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. I know it's your Rosh Hashanah. It went very well. The Olam loved it. My name is Yossi. I came across one of your videos. So different types of people that join your daf shir, how they enjoy it so much, the two interviews, da, da, da. And you're saying that if someone doesn't have 45 minutes a day for Torah, something's wrong, and you're right. So I said to myself that maybe I should try it too, and sure enough, I started the next day at the end of Baitza. I have to tell you, I've never felt so excited every night before going to sleep for tomorrow's shir. I listened to the shir from the All Daf app. This was on Shabbos. It wasn't, oh, okay. So I used a different Magid Shir. It was not the same. In the end, I did it on Sunday again with you. Aha, that's what he's saying. So the old daf wasn't uploaded, so he saw another one. He didn't like it that much, so he did Chazorah with us.
Who was the other one?
The other one was not.
Doesn't matter.
Baruch Hashem, we'll be making this week a Siyum Rosh Hashanah and hope to continue the shir. Yoimi, I'm starting to realize that it's starting to shape me up entirely. May Hashem help you. You should continue to be my Ritz Torah, and this should be a schus for you and your family. And that includes me, Yossi from Williamsburg. Oh, okay. I guess we have to start here. One more. David Handler says like this. David has a bunch of sons, and they give him a lot of yish and nachas. One of them wasn't so into learning. So he convinced him. It says the subject is a big win. He convinced him to watch this year, and he liked it. The problem is he found it difficult to follow the Yishinglish. And the speed that you read the text, Ashkenazic, was too fast for him. So he switched to a Hebrew shir and is making the first Siyum Masechtas in his 43rd year of life. We continue the Siyum Masechtas Tainus. Bekitzer, we lost him, but it was a big win. It's a tremendous win because we got him into it. So continue the propagate Torah. Thanks for the Nachas. My other son is also learning the daf in Hebrew too. I'm around. He's on round four, David Handler. Okay, maybe Nachas Yishkoyach, David Handler. Okay, Raboisai, today is Daf Lamed Daled. We are holding what? Oh, you have to do some sponsors. Oof, that's late. I miscalculated the clock. Okay, I have to get used to the sponsors afterwards. By the way, Raboisai, Waterbury is one of 17 siyumim that are mdycm.com. It's unbelievable. 17 locations, including Calgary, Vienna, Baltimore. You hear this, Rabbi? Are you guys related? Where's Rabbi Leader? Is he here? He's not here? Not here. Okay, we have Dr. Leader and Rabbi Leader. Are you related to the guy from, not really. Dallas North, Raboisai, Dallas North in Cleveland. Here he is, Rabbi Heshi Leader, that guy with the white beard, sitting right across from you. You're not related. Shalom Aleichem. Okay. You never know. Shmuel Yehecht, F245 and Arnold Daf Yomi Committee, not solemn members who push our butts to Torah. Lilish, my dear Chaver, Mordechai Shlomi Pinchas Tuvio, Ben Avraham, Moshe Peretz, Neir Yoir, and Mesechus Rosh Hashan is dedicated by Yosef Neste El Bounty LeRuvain, Lilish, Mas Belut Zipar Bas Ruvain, and for Shidach Tilasar Bas Esther, Leah, Paras Achoydesh, Yoili from Lakewood, Lilish, Mas his father, sister, and Shver, Paras Achoydesh Reuven Klein, from his mother, Nachama Bas Kolev, anonymously, by Kalman of the Five Towns. Zechnishmas from Menachem Mendel ben Simcha to honor Rebbe Kiva's upcoming first Siyum Rosh Hashanah and Kalman number 2 for privately co-sponsoring the last Siyum for Sukkah. Woof. Okay. Raboisai, here we go. We are 14 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis. Don't worry about it. We're doing great. Okay. Shiur Trua Kisholoi Shivavois. So, we learned in the Mishnah that we have three sets of Malchuyois, Zichroinois, and Shofrois. Each set, Midoraisa, requires a Tkia, Trua, Tkia. Shiur Trua Kisholoi Shivavois. What's a Trua? Three sounds. Vatanya Shiur Trua Kishloisha Shvarim. So, we're familiar with the Shvarim. Shvarim is a longer one. So is it really short? Like, and Rashi over here says, again, it's not like we do, 9. Rashi says, it's 3. But it says it's 3 shvarim, which are much longer. Omar Abayo, Behov Adi Pligi, you're right. Yesterday, we finished off saying that there's no machloikis, that a tkia and a trua are the same length. They're different sounds, but they're the same length. A tkia is just a flat sound, and trua is... It's 3. Or Shvarim is a little different. But it's the same length. Whatever those 3 sounds, however long it takes to do 3 sounds, so that's the Tkia. And that's it. That is no machloik. Is that a Tkia and a Trua are the same length? But what is a Trua? How long is a Trua? Oh, that's a big Shiloh. That's a machloik. It's the Chsiv. Yoim Trua Yelochem. It says in the Pasuk, Yoim Trua Yelochem. Now, a lot of times, very interesting, if you do Shnayim Mikra V'Chatarim, you'll find that the unklos, he sometimes sticks in his own pshat. Different than the word. But over here it says in the Targum, Yom Yivava Yehilachayin. So if you look in the Targum, sometimes you can come up with a different understanding. And over here we understand Yom Yivava. What does Yom Trua mean? What is Trua? We don't know. We grew up Trua, Shvarim Trua. But what is Trua? If you're learning Torah for the first time, thousands of years, what does the word Trua mean? So the Targum says Yivava. But what is Yivava? Uchsiv Be'ime the Sisra. It says by the mother of Sisra. By the Shira of Devira. How she's describing how Sisra died. Yael took the thing, killed him. And the mother of Sisra, the Rasha, Sisra, the mother of the Rasha, sitting by the window. And it says, Ba'ada chaloi nishkofa v'tiyabev im Sisra. Obviously, she was crying. What was she doing? She was crying. As Tosis points out, the Keneged, if you look, five lines from the where it gets wide. Keneged me'o p'yoj t'payo ime de Sisra. She cried 100 cries. 100 sounds she made. So we do 100 sounds of the Shofar today. The rice is much less. We do 100. Mar sovar. So what exactly did she do? Machloikis. Ganuche ganach. She was moaning. Interesting. If you look at Rashi, I love these Rashis. Look at the last, almost the last Rashi on Lamedalin Omedalef. But it's not where Rashi typically is. It's where Tosis usually is. Look on the left side of the page. Two lines from the bottom. Bereish ganuche ganach. Ganichos aruchos. Complainer. She was complaining. She was moaning, complaining. Marsovar genuchi ganach. Umarsovar yalule yalil. She was sobbing, which is, if you do it really quick, it's whimpering. It's a short sound. So the shayla was, I'm not going to do it again, but thank you. But is it a long, I'll do it with the shofar maybe. I didn't practice since I blew here. Is it a moan? Or is it a whimper? Like that. That's the Shiloh. So obviously, if it's three, a tki is like three truas. So it's very short. And if it's a shvarim, so it's three shvarims, which is much longer. That's why. We'll see. We're not going to really see, but that's why our tki is very long, because it includes this shvarim and that shvarim. Let's say 3 seconds and 6 seconds, just as three koilas and six koilas. So everybody asks, why are we bringing a raya from a rasha? The mother of a rasha cried, so that's why we do tkiyas like this. Yeah, you saw a nice pshat. Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Sher says that, first of all, you see from here, you saw it, that people think that they have a tzara. So happened to be. But you see over here, it was 100. Hashem gave her the tzar of 100. And she stopped at 100. And this is nikva l'dayres that we do with 100 koilos. That's how it was supposed to be. It wasn't 103. It wasn't 97. It was 100. That's what she deserved to get. And that's what she got. That's it. Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein says, they see, how do we know that she cried 100? Who said? A malach counted it. And we know. So if a malach is counting Goyish Etrerin, then he's certainly counting Jewish tears. Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shebeshoifar. How do you know that you use a shofar? We grew up with the shofar. Obviously, it's a shofar. Obviously, this is, where is it? This. Mechateso. Who said it's this? Maybe it's something. Maybe it's a trumpet. Maybe it's a guitar. How do you know it's this? Tamaloima Vahavarto Shofar Trua. Now, this pasuk right over here is going to be our friend today. We're going to do a lot of work with this pasuk. We're going to keep going back to this pasuk. V'havarta shofar trua. This pasuk is talking about Yovel. Once every 50 years, Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar. Something happened over there. I'm frozen. I'm not sure why. Okay. Ein li ela bi Yovel b'reish hashanah minayin. So what does this have to do with us blowing a shofar every single year? You ask anybody, when is Yom Kippur? Everybody will tell you Yom Kippur is in Tishrei. 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? It says in the Torah a number of times. So then why does the Torah repeat itself? It's at least twice, two other times, maybe more in the Torah that Yom Kippur is in Tishrei. So B'chodesh HaShvi, Shein Tamaloi B'chodesh HaShvi. Shiu called Truoi Shachoyde Shvi Ze Kozeh. All the truas, any shofar blowing in that month, in Chodesh HaShvi, which is an extra word, so the entire Shvi is connected. And just like by Yovel, by Yom Kippur, this is what we do, this is what we use. We're using shofar, we're using a shofar. So to Rosh Hashanah, what is this limud called? Rabbi said, what kind of limud is it? Again, Shvi ze kozeh. This should be like that. What is it called? Anybody? He's saying Gzeir Shova, he's saying a Hekesh. Which one is it? Now everybody? Binyanav. Anybody else? Kavachomer maybe? Somebody? No. It's a Hekesh. Hekesh. Noam is right. It's a Hekesh. Just like this, it's like that. We're not learning a word from here to there. But Chodesh Shvi, it's a general rule in the Chodesh Shvi. Why am I emphasizing it? Because in a second, the Gemara is going to say it's a Gzeir Shova, and the Gemara is going to jump. Why? We said a second ago it's a Hekesh. Just want to point it out over here. It's called a Hekesh. Says the Gemara, Umenayin Shepshut Alfaneo. Now, let's just talk about Shofar. How do you know you do a Tkiah? And then a Shvarim, then a Trua, then a Tkiah. What's going on here? Why do we do it like that? So first, we do a Tkiah. Tamaloy Mar, V'havarta Shofar Trua. So havara is to pass something along. It's a simple sound. It's a straight sound. So, here's the pasuk again. Vahavarta, green. This is kia. What does it say afterwards? Trua. And then once again, there's a green on the bottom over here. So you have kia, trua, kia. Umenayin shepshut l'achareil. And how do you know that we finish off with the kia? The set consists of kia, then something in the middle, a trua, then something at the end called a kia. Tamaloimar ta'aviru shofar. In that pasuk, in green is tkiya. Tkiya, tkiya, aloshan avara. And the Torah says tariya, which is a trua. Be'le b'yoyvel, b'rosh Hashanah minayin. Okay, so I learned what device I use from a hekesh. How do I know what kind of sounds? Tamaloimar b'chosh shvi. Again, it says b'chosh shvi. Shei tamaloimar b'chosh shvi, tapa b'lam d'al amiral. Uma tamaloimar b'chosh shvi. Shiu kol truah is achodesh hashvi ze kozeh. Great. So I use a hekesh. All the sounds are the same. The same shofar, the same sounds. Umenayin l'sholosh shesholosh sholosh. Who told you the concept of malchuyos, zechroinos, shofaros, you have to do it three times? Tam eloi ma v'havarto shofar truah. Once again, we're coming back to this beautiful pasuk. Yovel says v'havarto shofar truah. Then it says by Rosh Hashanah, shabosoin zechroin truah. So, here we go. These are two psukim mentioned by Rosh Hashanah. Zichron Truah and Yoim Truah. One is in Vayikra, one is in Bamidbar. This is what we have for Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Rosh Hashanah, as we said before, doesn't talk about Shofar. Doesn't say anything about, it says Truah. Shofar is by Yoivol. Yoivol to the Rosh Hashanah. Now we have three psukim. So now we have three psukim. One should be for Malchuyos, one should be Zichronos, one is Shofaros. So we have two psukim by Rosh Hashanah. We have one pasuk by Yovel. How do I know that Rosh Hashanah has three? We'll learn it. Now, not only that, the chiddush is that Yovel has three. So once every 50 years, you have to do three sets of Malchuyos, Zichronos, and Shofaros. When? By Yovel also. It goes back and forth. Tamaloimar Shvi, Shvi L'Gzer Shava. It says, it actually says Shvi by both Psukim. Okay, pick this one. Which one are we picking? I think it's this one. Rashi says, B'chodesh Shvi. Yeah, so it's B'chodesh Shvi. It's more similar. Fine. B'chodesh Shvi. So it's Gzeir Shava. Ooh, that's strong. And what's the difference? What's Gzeir Shava? Gzeir Shava is something that you receive from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. You don't make it up. Hekesh you can make up, like a Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, Gzeir Shava. Okay, it's Achol Eshen Teisha. So we have three sets, Machuya, Zichron, and Shoivrois, Shir Tkiyo Ketrua, and the length of a Tkiyo is the length of whatever the Trua is. Shir Trua, what is a Trua? This man number says a little different. He doesn't hold that's three quick sounds. He holds genuchi ganach. He holds it's a shvarim. Okay. Says Gemara, Haitanami kore maisilo bekeisha. Ah, now it's pasha. Before we said it was a hekesh. Just a simple, it says in the pasuk, shvi, anything in that month. Now you're learning a whole limud. It says b'chodesh shvi over here in red. It says b'chodesh shvi b'yovel in red. So ma over here, there's X amount of sounds. So too, the sound we put it together, and we have all these sounds going. But it's a heck. It's a gzeirah shava, and that you have to get from Moshe Rabbeinu directly. Can't make it up. B'chodesh ma'isi lo gzeirah shava. How could it be? How could Gamar ilav gzeirah shava v'maisinu lo beikesh? Listen, a gzeirah shava you can't argue. It came by tradition. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down from Sinai and he gave us a gzeirah shava. But I'm telling you, I could logically figure this out. Not like we had the other day, a pasuk by Ani Hashem Elokecha by Shavuos, and we put it over here. These are things you can't figure out. This I can figure out myself. With the hekesh. How should I ask the gzeirah shava? Okay, shalai tzarech. Once I have the gzeirah shava, you don't need the hekesh. Says Gemara by Tanah Maisel of gzeirah shava midbar. Another Tana doesn't learn this whole Vahavarta. He learns out from the midbar. That what? So we have over here a miniature chatzoitro that was commissioned by Eli Dolinsky's father. Maybe it looked like this, something like this in the Beis Hamikdash, much larger, longer, but a shape like this. This has nothing to do, this is a handmade material. This has nothing to do with a shofar from Iran. But it says in the pasuk, utkatim trua, you should blow the chatzoitros. Tkiyo b'vnei atzma, utrua b'vnei atzma. Look at the words. Utkatem means what? Tkiya. Trua, you should do trua. Now, the way to, you could also read it, you should blow a trua. Maybe it's one word, asked the Gemara. Maybe the pasuk is just simple reading. Utkatem trua, you should blow a trua. There's a pasuk that splits them up. Do a tkiya, not a trua. We're still going in this new limud. We don't know. Vahavarta means tkiya, trua, tkiya. He doesn't know. He doesn't use this pasuk. So how does he know that tkiya goes first? Umenayin shepshut lefaneo, this is tkiya first. Tamaloy mil tkatem, trua. First goes tkatem, tkiya, then trua. Okay, great. So we have two out of the three. Umenayin shepshut lachra. How do you know that you finish it off with a tkiya? Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan b'broik oimer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan b'broik, says, "Einu tzarech harei oimer uskatem trua sheinis." The second one, you should blow a second tkiya. Sheinam sheinis. It already says in the first one, this camp goes that way. So just continue. Utkatem again. You don't have to say sheinis though. Sheinis tamalim sheinis. Or matamalim sheinis. Zebana abekol mokoyim. Anytime it says the word trua, there's a second, a final tkiya. In other words, there's a sandwich. There's always a sandwich. There's a tkiya, trua, tkiya. Talking about sandwiches, because we're in the middle of a psukim thing. So I got to tell you the maisa, the story, my joke about sandwiches. There were three construction workers in a building in Manhattan. And they were fed up. And one guy says, if I get another peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm jumping. The other guy says, same here. I'm in. Third guy, same. Next day, they take their sandwiches. The first guy opens up the sandwich. Sure enough, peanut butter and jelly. Jumps off. Second guy, jumps off. Third guy, peanut butter. All three jump off. By the Levaya. First wife comes up and says, if I would have known how much he hates peanut butter, of course I would have made him another sandwich. Good. Second guy, second lady, gets up by the edge. You just had to ask a little nicer. Yeah, I know. You just had to ask a little nicer. The third wife gets up. She goes, he's been making his own sandwiches for the last 6 years. All right. We can go right in the sugya. Zog the Gemara. No? Ah, it's new. I never said it. I have this already in my thing. Wow. But I can't say it now. For how long? Okay. So you're telling me in Midbar, Chatzoyches, Roshonim and Ayin, how do I know? What does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So we have Gzeirah Shava. Shura by Rosh Hashanah, Shura in the Midbar.
Right.
Vishal Yeshua's Nemer over Rosh Hashanah. And we have three Truots. Shabbos and Zichron Truo. Yoim Truo. Look at this. I mean, this is basically the thing that we had before. We're learning from the Midbar, but we're cheating a little bit. And we're using the psukim that we learned before. We have Zichron Truo over here. We have Yoim Truo over here. And not only that, we're gonna use... Baruch Hashem was only that and not... don't lean over. Do me a favor. Gary, grab that guy. What fell? Your phone?
Peanut butter jelly.
The cap of the camera. Okay, maybe you shouldn't be sitting there. Maybe it's not such a great idea. No, they never sit there. They said, yeah. I don't see them. But I've had the shofar is a pasuk that we had before. That's negeti yovel. I've had the shofar truo. Okay, but we learned. You go back and forth from yovel to Roshana. So we have a bunch of truas, and each trua requires a tkiyah before and tkiyah after. Says Gemara Matina Lemedim Shalish truas of Shesh Tkiyahs. So from here you see, you do three truas and six tkiyahs. Nemar Rosh Hashanah Shtayim Medivri Torah of Achaz Medivri Sefer. Now, you take these three psukim, but you can't really use all three. You need one pasuk for the Gzeirah Shava to go back and forth. So then we only have two psukim. So what are we going to do? Shtayim medivri Torah. So therefore, two sets. Let's call it Bachuyos and Zechroinos. The two sets, that's Midaraisa. Shabbos Zechron Torah, Vavad Shabbat Torah, Midaraisa Torah. Yoim Torah, Yelochem, L'talmudu Yubah. Now, since the Pasuk Yoim Torah is coming to teach us the Gzeir Shava, so I can't use it to teach us that you have to blow a Shavah. Memela, the third one is only Midarabanah. Why? So Rashi sticks in, he says, because it's not, it has to, they have to equal out. You can't have Tkiyah Shofar by Malchuyas and Zechroinas and nothing by Shofars. It's not fair. It's not nice. It doesn't, you have to balance it out, says Rashi. So we balance it out, Midarabanah. We just throw in Tkiyahs Midarabanah according to this Mandana. Rishmo Barachmeni Yomar Rabbi Yonason, Achas Midivri Torah, Ushtai Midivri Torah. No, he takes it even further. He says, two out of these three psukim are used for drushes. So what am I left with? One pasuk. One positive to teach us that you have to blow a shofar. Now what? This pasuk, we're going back to Yovel, to Yom Kippur. That's the pasuk. You know what's going on here? How do you know you blow a shofar in Rosh Hashanah? From a pasuk from Yom Kippur, these psukim are not even relevant. They're more for limudim and other things. I can't learn any tkiyah shofar from here. Shabbat zikrin truah, v'yoyim truah yelochem. These two psukim, l'tamud yibba. My l'tamud yibba, what do you need them for? One, we said before, it's for the Gzeir Shava. But the other one, Mibaye Libyoim Velaila. How do I know that you don't blow a shofar at night? Because of this pasuk. Yoim Trua. You blow the shofar during the day. And so that's it. This pasuk is gone. I can't learn from it that you have to blow a shofar. It's telling me Hilcha Shofar. Vidach. Now, if I use this pasuk, like I said a second ago, only one pasuk is Gzeir Shava. So how do I know? And I'm using this pasuk to teach me tkiyah shofar, how many sounds you make. So how does he know you can't blow a shofar at night? Okay. So he's going to go back to this pasuk over here. And he's going to use this word, b'yoyim. It has to be during the day. It's still by yoyvo, but gzeir shofar, back to Rosh Hashanah. B'yoyim ha'kippurim, yalef. It's unbelievable. Says the Gemara. What's going on here? You're using this pasuk. You're teaching me all sorts of things from this pasuk. In fact, you're even learning halachas for Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. You can't blow a shofar at night on Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. So why are you going, why are you driving yourself crazy to learn from other psukim from the Midbar, from Chatzai Trois, and soon it's going to ask, it's not even a shofar, it's a Chatzai. Look. Vavarto, vavarto, tkiyo, tkiyo, trua, smack in the middle. And you'll learn Gzeir Shava back to Rosh Hashanah. Why are you jumping to the Midbar? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. He doesn't like this pshat. He doesn't like the Vahavarta means a tkiya. Where do you see a tkiya in Avara? We said it means to pass. It's a little, he says, doichak to me. Hello, my dar shubu. So what does he do with the word Vahavarta? It's a funny word. It should say, Utkatem. Should say something else. Why does the Torah use the word vavarta? This we had before. Remember, during the day that we had all the shofars here, you cannot take the wide side of the shofar, put it in boiling water, and make it narrow, and take the narrow side and schlep it apart and flip the shofar around. Here, you can't blow this way. How would I do it? By restricting this, opening this. I guess you could do it somehow. I never played. You could. Eli says you could do it, and you just do it. You can't do it. It has to be derech havarase, the way it grew. This is, remember, I went like that. It grows a certain way. That's the way you do it. You don't flip it around. Okay, so now we know from the word va'avarta, we learned it before. Ta'aviru, dekom ha'rachmona na'abri biyad. That I would think that you have to take your shofar, biyad. You have to take it. It says, ta'aviru b'chol ha'aretz, take the shofar, walk around. And that's why I need a limud from chatzos to tell me no. It's not biyad, you know, it means literally to blow. But not, I'm sorry, not literally. It doesn't mean literally to hold it in your hand, it means to blow. Says the Gemara, V'idoch, the Rav Masna. Now, how does he know that you can't blow a shofar backwards? Midashani b'tibure. Because it says, instead of a tkatim, it says v'avarta. Ta'vir b'yad le'motzis amras. And to say that it literally means that you should grab a shofar with your hand and run around the country, to go ma'avar, avar, amin ma'isha. K'siv ocha v'avarta shofar. Uch'siv osam. V'avarta shofar t'ru. Uch'siv osam v'yitzav ma'isha v'yaviru kol b'machna v'yaviru. So it doesn't mean to hold something, it means to blow something. Okay, no, that's for something else. Now the Gemara just asks a simple question. If I'm learning it from the Midbar, Afkan, bechatzoitz, I don't know what it is. Oh, if it's a chatzoitz or a real trumpet. So on Rosh Hashanah, we should use trumpets. Afkan chatzoitz. Tamaloyma, tiku, bachoydesh, shofar. Again, it's a halacha that we had many times already. I don't know how many, but at least 2, 3, 4, I don't know. But kesel yoyim chageinu. Ezu chag shachoydesh miskasaboy. Now, after we did the whole kiddush achoydesh thing, now we know it a little bit better. That the first day of the month, we learned, you cannot see the moon for 24 hours. In Eretz Yisrael, it starts over here, and bubble starts over there, but it's a 24-hour period. The moon is invisible. So, what yontif is on that day that's bekesel yom chageinu that you cannot see the moon? It's only one yontif. Because Sukkot and Pesach are smack in the middle of the month where you see the moon nice and bright. It's the best time to see the moon. So it has to be, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Right, it's Rosh Hashanah. Bekom rachman, shofar. Torah says, use a shofar, not a chatzitz. Says Gemara, now this is very important to us. This Gemara right over here. Asking Rebbe Avoh, b'kisari, tkiya, shloisha shvarim, trua, tkiya. So, basically what he did is, what we do today, no? He said, you do a tkiya, then you do shvarim, then you do trua, then tkiya. Tkiya, shloisha shvarim, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiya. Okay. Says Gemara, how can you do such a thing? Manav Shach. What we said is either Aim Sisra, she whimpered or she sobbed or she was moaning, she was complaining, says Rashi, whatever she was doing, but it's one or the other. Then all you need to do is Tarat. Tkiya, Trua, it's called, the rage is called Trua because you can't say tough because Tkiya is already taken for, the tough is taken for Tkiya. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. V'ganuchi gonach, levet Tkiya, shloisha shvarim, Tkiya. V'manav shach. If she was doing like a shvarim, do Tkiya, shvarim, Trua. And if she was like a Trua, let it, why are you doing everything? Says Gemara, m'savkili, iganuchi gonach, ilulu yalul. He had a suffix. Rebbe Avoh didn't know what to do, so he did both. How can you do both? If you hold that a trua means two, so how can you do two? You're making a hefsek. Isn't that a hefsek? Says the Gemara, you're right. It is a hefsek. And that's why today we do something else. We do Tkiya, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiya. In case it's a Hefsek, we do Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. Okay. We know everything. We're big Chachamim. We have a Machzor. We look in. We know Tarat, Ashrat. But where did it come from? Here, this Gemara right over here. Daughter of the Kiyo, true Kiyo. Masculine, Ravino, of the Gaganuchayav of Gamasapka, true of Inchvarm, the Kiyo. What did you gain? Maybe it's the longer one, and the shorter one is the problem. Daughter of the Kiyo, Shlash, Shvarm, Shvarm, Kiyo. You're right, and that's why we do Kiyo, Shvarm, true Kiyo. Elor of Avon, my asking. Iganuchigana, Achavde, Ialuli, Yalu, Avde. Ask the Gemara, then why? Tov shin reish tov. Just do tkiya truo tkiya and tkiya shvarim truo. He yikes all the shitas. Why do you need to combine the longer truo with the shorter truo? Anybody ever think about that? We hear the shivers, they blow and blow. We don't know what's going on. Here it is. Chaval is not next to Rosh Hashanah. By the time we get there, who knows if we'll remember. El Rebbe, am I asking? Masav gali dimu nagach biyalil. Maybe Aim Sisra started off going, and then also very quick. Wasn't so good today. We'll go back to the video. Okay. Says Gemara. Maybe she started very quick and then she went to the longer one. Stop in the Milsa, says the Gemara. When something really bad happens, first, they do the longer one, and then they go really quick. That happens second step. Now, real quickly, the Ran the Rosh bring Rav Haigoin, who says, what? So nobody's Yaitza Mitzvah Shofar until Rav Avoh came around. So he tainas that they knew what it was, and they knew that it's both, and different cities did it like this, different cities did it like that, and it became too much of a Shalom problem, and to make peace, he put them together. Now we do all the koilas. We by the Miyushav, real quickly, because we're running out of time. By the Miyushav, whatever we don't do today, we'll do Matzah Shabbos. We have plenty of time. Again, Matzah Shabbos, Shir is at 7:30. Siyum just a minute away, 10 seconds away in Purushim at 8:30. Special surprise band, special surprise speakers, and I don't know what else. Special surprise food. Now, there's our Rishonim that say something very interesting. Big Rishonim, the Goyim Rishonim, that you do Tashrat. You do this, and you continue the davening. You get to Zechroinois, you do Tarat. And you get to Shoifrois, you do Tashat. Says Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't make sense. They contradict each other. So in Marav Shach, so B'kitzer, that's why we do what we do today. I think Rabbeinu Tam says all you do is this one, Tashrat. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. You do Tashrat three times. You don't do the rest. They're asking him, what about a Hefsek? It's not a Hefsek. Okay, fine. Zog the Gemara. Toka Barishoino Umoshach Bashniyot Kishtayim said in the Mishnah, Omer B'yoichon, just Allah. Shoma, turning to Daf Lamedal on the base, Shoma, the day, basically, if you have 12 hours and you take off the nates and the shkia, you go from nates to shkia, you're left with about 9 hours. Even on a 12-hour day, from Amud HaShachar till Seis is 12 hours. But if you take off, okay, so let's say you're left with 9 hours. It doesn't matter how many. Once an hour, you hear one sound. You hear a tkia, you go to sleep, you come back an hour later, you hear a trua. An hour later, another tkiya. And this is what you do the whole Rosh Hashanah. You're busy hearing one sound at a time. Who knows? There's an enemy somewhere. You got to be careful. Weiter. Yoitza na yoitza says yoitza. Teisha tkiya is b'teisha shoyz b'yoyim yotza. Tani na mehachi, shoma teisha tkiya is b'teisha shoyz b'yoyim yotza. Now, if he heard, metisha b'nei odom keachad. So, without going any further, what did we learn? Does anybody remember what we learned? If you hear tkiya shofar, different sounds, are you yoitza, not yoitza? I'll give you a hint. Halal, you hear a lot of halals together, a lot of megillah together. Different people. What about Trey Kol Mishtami? Chavivi. Chavivi says, Mendi and Laibi, Mr. Mizumanim. So Chavivi. If it's beloved to you, it's something that happens once in a blue moon, like Hala, like Megillah, not Krisa Torah, because that we have many times a week, then I could pick out the sounds. I could pick it out. That's why some people say even Trekoli by a woman, if you can pick out the sound, it's Chaviv, it's also awesome if it's a big choir too. Fine. You want to bring it right from here. But so that's why, what should be the next word? Yatza. So Rashi is Gerus Yatza. There could be different Gerus here. Taisus says La Yatza. Why? He says beautifully. He says, yes, you can pick out a coil. But guess what? You need a Tkia, a Trua, and a Tkia. And you heard them all in one shot. It wasn't in order. It wasn't Tkia. You heard Tkishra, Bekol Echad, Nasav and Ishmael, whatever, Shama Vizach, Vidibar Echad. Shama Vizach, Vidibar, it's true and Tkia. That doesn't work. That's why Loyot. Fine. Weiter. We just turned to Lamed Aleph Beis, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of Avigail Gittel Bat, Hazel Vachava Rivka, sponsored anonymously, Schus, for Shal Tamar Chayo, Bat Sarah, to have a four Shlem Bekaroi.
Why do you have to sign up for this? You have to sign up for the
Siyam. Our boys, sign up for the Siyam if you haven't. There will be somebody by the door, unfortunately, until the Elam learns how it's done. Mendy, I know you paid. Shkoyah for the donation. Weiter. Tkia, you're looking at me like, eh. No, it was a little embarrassing. People that actually paid last Siyam didn't get food. That was the problem. It's one thing if 60 extra people come and don't pay, but the people that actually paid didn't get food. Zero. There's no food left. You prepare for 100 and 160 show up, it's a baya. Zog the Gemara. Tkia mizeh, drum mizeh, yotza. You hear from different people, one guy at Tkia, one guy at Trua, yot. Vafilu b'sirugin. Even if it's, they alternate. Vafilu kol ayayim kulay. Takes the whole day. As the Gemara, Omi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Nochi, does Rabbi Yochanan say it's okay to hear Tkia at 9 o'clock in the morning and a Trua at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Vomer Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Ben Yoy Tzadok. Bahalalu ben Megillah. When it comes to Halal Megillah, I'm shocked they ligmar is kula. Let's say you're middle of Halal. I'm just thinking out loud. I was by Halal in Shar Yashiv, by Simchas Torah, I think it is. And what? Over an hour Halal. It's Rabbi, what's his name? The Rosh Shiva. Rabbi Shimon Brazil. He was davening them before he opened the Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Over an hour. So between things, it's Kedei Ligmar Skula, but maybe not Kedei Ligmar Skula Shal Shar Yashiv. But let's say you take a nice break. What?
There's no Hesed.
It's all part of it. Well, you finish saying it and you just sing with him. Whatever, okay. Yeah. I'm not going into it. I'm just interesting. I was trying to think of an example. Boom, it came up. You're davening Halal, you're saying Halal, and then you take a Shpatzir for 20 minutes. Now, how long does it take you to daven Halal? Usually 10 minutes. So since you stop for 20 minutes, you have to repeat the whole Halal. Whatever it takes you to finishing. So over here also, like Ashya, Hadi Day, Hadi Rabbi Enochanami. The first one is his own pshat. You could just do shofar all day long, 9 hours long. His Rebbe says no. 5 minutes break, that's it. As the Gemara did they love Rebbe Avo, have a shokel vazel basrei the Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Avo was once walking by Rebbe Yochanan in the Galad Dor. Vavakari Kriyishma, and he was saying Kriyishma on the way. Kimata lumbavais and mitunafais. Imagine those days. They didn't have sewers. All of a sudden, there's a nice little stream of sewer water. Ishtik. Rebbe Avo was quiet. Bosa the Khalif. Oh, by the way, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Megillah Daf Chav Ches, it says that Reb Zeira, they said all the miles how he was Mayrach Yomim. He never got upset at his family. He was always the first one to be smedrish, all these things. And then it says, Mevois HaMetunafis. They asked Reb Chaim, which one was the most chash of a one? There's only Reb Chaim Kanievsky would say this. He says, Mevois HaMetunafis, that he didn't think in learning. He also says there, I never went 4 amas without learning Torah in his life. He never walked 4 amas without learning Torah. He never walked 4 amas in his life without wearing tefillin. No, but that doesn't come close, says Reb Chaim, to stopping to learn while you... How can you control your mind from not learning? It's impossible to stop learning. That's the most chash of a thing, says Reb Chaim. Mao Ligmar. Oh, sorry. Ishtik. He stopped saying Krishma. Bosa the Chala, if he's past the sewer, Amalei Mao Ligmar. Can I finish? Amalei Im Shais, Kedei Ligmar Skula. All of a sudden, Reb Yochanan comes up with this idea of you stop for 5 minutes, you have to start from the beginning. Chayzel Raj. But Reb Yochanan says, I don't believe that. I argue on 2 points. First of all, number one, I, Rabbi Yochanan, hold. When you go through Mevois HaMetunafos, don't stop saying Kriyishma. What do? Put your hand in your mouth. Continue saying it. I also hold that if you stop, you can go all day long. You can hear a tki in the morning, A tkin at night, you yoitza. There's no hefsek. You that stopped, you have a problem. You have a 5-minute limit. Oh, you are like, lididilos really? Lididog, the svila. Imshoizik, the limar is kulo. Chazar, the roish. I didn't plan, I seriously didn't plan on getting this shvach, but we have an hour on Motzei Shabbos, and we'll be able to finish. There's only one amid left. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you, Beit Hashem, by the Siyumim.